Welcome in to the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We have got Shay, we have got Randy, we got you for another hour. And then it will be Meller and Abdallah in for Greeny. So just keep it on, Twitch. Keep it on, okay? You don't need to go away. Keep it on. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Meller and Abdallah right into Carmen and Yurko, right into Waddle and Sylvie, right into playoff baseball as the Guardians take on the Yankees. That'll be game five at 6 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that and Monday Night Football, as always. There was a little kid behind the Tampa bench yesterday in the Steeler game.
Mm-hmm.
Little kid. He had to be 12. Big sign. He's holding up. Hey, Tom, tell Giselle I'm available.
Oh, go my Steelers. God. Jeez, that's a tough one, man. But your private life's out there. People know.
It is.
Now, can you persevere through it? Is there a TB12 method to persevere through your issues?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out, isn't it? Will he turn the clock back, or is he Charlie Huff? We're going to find out, won't we?
Correct.
It's a big spot.
That's it.
All right, we're talking to you about the Bears. Yes, the Bears did play on Thursday, but there's still remnants, Cap, over the weekend from a lot of writers talking about this Bears team with their loss against the Washington Commanders and finding out, okay, a week from today, we will be previewing Bears and Patriots. And I wrote down like 6 things that I know about this Bears team through the first 6 games. And, you know, there's a lot of question marks, but a lot of things that we kind of know that that tells us that the team's not going in the right direction and that, indeed, it is a rebuild.
It is a rebuild. It looks like a rebuild. It walks like a rebuild. It smells. It talks. They may not want to use that word up there. I find that disappointing. I find that transparency usually works much better. Under promise and over deliver. They just don't have any talent right now, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They picked their lane. They're going to have to go out and address through $110 million in free agency and a satchel of draft picks and hopefully more. Like, if they're sitting up there in their room and they go, okay, we are not re-signing David Montgomery, then trade him for whatever the market gets you. Mm-hmm. It's more than you have today. And keep adding players. And then you're going to have to hit in the draft at a higher rate than Ryan Pace did. Period.
Yes. But I don't want Justin Fields to be killed in the meantime, though.
Agreed.
That, I mean, listen, from Paul's standpoint, he wants to find out how they're trying to test the mettle of Justin Fields, try to figure out, now, what's this kid made of? I know the offensive line isn't great, but is he going to turn the other way? Will he be upset?
But don't we already know what he's made of? He's a monster. He is tough. Tough beyond tough.
Yes, but again, the press conference and the way he handles himself at House Hall tells a great story, doesn't it? That we need to know through 17 games how he's going to handle it. Like, his last press conference, I don't know if he had it here. He says, we need to finish. I know he said that.
I appreciate the honesty from him. He can't totally be honest. He can't come out and say, look, folks, we got a bad offensive line. I got no receivers, and I have to be better. You can't say that.
But you heard what he said, though. He goes, I'm kind of tired of saying we're almost there.
Because Eberflus said, we're close. We're close. You're not close. You don't have the ability to turn this around. You don't.
It's not quite on the team page there. I'm not saying it's wrong what he said. I want to make sure it's clear. People hear what they want to hear. I couldn't care less. But I'm telling you, because we're in the room together, that I think his message is good because it's from his heart. At the same time, though, you know, there usually is a team message that you want to give out to the press.
But I appreciate the honesty rather than going, hey, whatever coach said, I'm in. I'm just happy to be one here, one of 53. No. I'm tired of hearing it.
That's the most of the league, right? That's the majority of the league that says that.
Correct.
Because the coach has his hand up players' back to be able to say, say the team message that we're doing just fine. We're going to work it out. We're going to try to get it back. He said, I'm tired of being close. And because there's a guy that wants to win. And
correct.
I get that.
Correct.
I love it.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And privately, would I be shocked if he's at home going, you got to be freaking kidding me. This is the best I can get for protection? That's the best I can get for a group of receivers? Come on. Now, again, that does not absolve him from some of the mistakes he makes. When he's got a guy 9 yards right over the middle, wide open, he tries to fit it over the top to Mooney and misses him. And we have to punt.
Mm-hmm.
There were mistakes made, but in the end, they should have won the game. Change three or four plays. Kick a field goal instead of going for it on fourth and one at the one. Take the 3 points. Feel good about the drop. We got points. That's one. Two, Mooney catches a perfectly thrown ball at the goal line, and you win the football game. Dante Pettis, I know it was probably interference there. Yep. He had his hands on it. Catch the football. How about Smith Marset? Ball hit him in the face mask.
Right.
Threw his hands off the face mask. Mm-hmm. Would have been a first down. There's a handful of plays that got to be made. Again, let me be clear. I think Justin can be the guy. Justin has to be better. But the protection, the talent around him, that falls at the feet of one guy, and his name is Ryan Poles.
Alex Brown is usually with us every Monday after a Bears game. We can still hear from Alex, though, this morning, as a matter of fact.
That's correct.
Because Alex was asked, is Fields the guy on this program here on Cap and Jay Hood? Alex said, so thoughts there from Alex Brown.
Yeah, I'm with Alex to the point of I believe he's the guy. Now, Alex said, I'm not ready to say he's definitely the guy. This is Alex.
Yeah.
But I'm also not saying he's not the guy. I believe he can be the guy. Absolutely. You got to protect the kid, and you got to give him a couple weapons that get separation. You just have to. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any of that. So what do we expect? What do we expect from Justin? Truly.
Well, how about this? Here's a twist on our conversation. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Something that you and I have not talked about.
Okay.
Okay, so the conversation that we've had with Cap'n J Hood Nation, our listeners, people on Twitter, people on Twitch, is, you know, what's more important to you, wins and losses or Justin Fields' development? It's kind of like an overarching question that we've asked, right? Okay, how about this? So if it's not about wins and losses, and you couldn't care less if the Bears win or lose, it's just about how the offense looks, how does Justin Fields look, how does he handle the pounding for 17 games, then I guess my question would be, so when will we see Justin Fields develop? When will we see that breakout game? It wasn't the 49ers and the Texans. Those are not necessarily breakout games. There were certain plays that worked out to the Bears' favor. But does that happen on Monday, next Monday, against the Patriots? It happened against a good Cowboys team and their defense.
That's in Dallas.
Yeah. Does that happen against the Dolphins? That happened against the Lion.
The Lion is the third highest scoring team in the league. They had a bye this week.
Does that happen against the Falcons, a rejuvenated Lions team? See, my point is that if all of this season is about Justin Fields' development, when's the development happen? Which game is that going to be? If the Bears lose or win, if it's about his development, then I'm looking at the schedule. And I'm like, when will there be a breakout game? And then if it never happens, how do you look at Justin Fields at season's end?
We go back to what Steve Young said. They're going to have to judge him on what they see in practice, what they see in the building, in the virtual reality room, in the meetings. Does he know where the ball's supposed to go? Then you got to get him the talent to do it. He said, you may not know on Sundays because it's an awful team. They'll know.
So this is Aikman. Aikman with the Cowboys, essentially. Or just a young quarterback, or Peyton Manning. Young quarterback taking a beating. And
you're not comparing him to them. You're saying situation.
Yeah.
Correct.
Makes sense?
Yes.
I'm just looking at the schedule. Like, if we don't care about whether or not the Bears, and I don't feel it fall in that camp. I do care if the Bears win or lose because hopefully that means that Justin's looking good. That means that he was able to carry the team. The offense carried the team. I'm just looking at the schedule, Cap, and I'm like, so which one of these games are going to be that breakout game where you say, boy, that game, check it off. That one was good.
That's my point. Looking at that schedule, okay, the Lions are what, 1-4?
Yeah.
Could the Lions lose here to Chicago? Certainly.
But I don't know.
If they score at the level they've been scoring with the exception of the Patriots game, can we score enough points? I find it hard to believe we can keep up in a shootout. If Tua's healthy, that Miami team could score now.
Yes, they can. They got weapons, too.
Yes, they got Tyreek Hill. They got Jalen Waddle. I mean, they've got a solid offense. So how are we outscoring them? I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I just look at the roster, and I keep wondering, what are we doing here?
Yeah. By the way, today is National Bosses Day. Did you know that?
I didn't. Did you get Danny a gift?
I always give him a gift. I'm on the air every morning from 7 to 10. That's my gift to him. Nonetheless, I want to talk about National Bosses Day. We have a question to ask you about that and Bears conversation with you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute, and we'll get your thoughts on our conversation about the Bears. And the question, what was the worst thing your boss ever did to someone or to you on National Bosses Day? That's the question. We'll take your calls on that next on Chicago's Home for Sports. What's up, everybody? Zetterman here. Let me tell.
What's up, everyone? Zetterman here. One of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new player game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for tonight's game. We've got Broncos at Chargers. Now, let me tell you this. When Russell Wilson's playing, I bet against him every time. So I'm betting the Chargers on the money line. I'm betting Justin Herbert to go over 225 yards passing. That's an alternative passing yard. And I'm betting Russell Wilson, who makes Justin Fields look like a Hall of Famer, I'm betting him to go under 232.5 passing yards. This bet pays plus 283. That means bet 100, win $283. But same game parlays are just one of the reasons I like to bet on FanDuel. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit your money, easy to find bets. They've got great things like live betting, same game parlays, which I mentioned, and fast withdrawals. So when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings fast. But there is no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with the promo code Zetterman. The promo code is my last name, Zetterman. Z as in zebra, E-D-E-R-M-A-N. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us here today as we talk to you about the Bears. It's a Bears Monday, and we've been watching the NFL on Sunday, of course, watching some really terrific games. But we're talking to you about the Bears as well, just getting your overall thoughts through six games. What do you know about the Bears? It's been our theme, 312-332-3776. Also, sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Anken Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Simon Ball, today is National Bosses Day. National Bosses Day. Now, we've had some good bosses, some bad bosses. When I worked at the Jules food store, good boss there. Courtesy Home Center. That was my first job over on Stony Island, right there on the corner. Good boss there. But along the way, Cap, when you go through your resume, there's some people that you run into, you say, boy, this person, this woman or this guy has no clue, no understanding of what's going on. Not a people's person, doesn't understand their job. You don't know how they got there.
Right.
Some of bosses like that in our career, right?
Yes, there have been. I had one at a different radio station who came in and said, did I just hear you give the score of the baseball playoffs? Yeah, I do the sportscast. What do you mean? Are those games on our air? I said, no. Spike's on the air right now. Are the Cubs or White Sox playing? No. Then we don't report sports scores that are not on our station. I said, hang on a sec.
That's ridiculous.
So you don't want me to give the Bears score? Are they on our station? No. We just ignore it. I'm like, you, sir, are an idiot. Oh, yeah. We got into it.
Usually in this industry, those that think they know, some do, some do not.
Most do not.
Yeah, exactly. You figure out, like, how did they get that position? Same thing with me, sir, as here's something that you've never done in your career, but it happened to me. You ever go through your career in which you have two meetings a day, one person tells you one thing, and the other person tells you another in a different office?
For the same topic.
For the same topic, for the same show?
Yes.
That was me. on the old Rick Talender show. Go down the hallway. Drew Hayes says, listen, you're doing great. You're wonderful. You're great. The other side, there's Paul Agassi. Oh, God. With the football. Carrying around the football.
Are you Alex?
That was his dad. Yeah, coach of Northwestern and Purdue.
Yes. And he's telling me to do something different. That was my career, where I got two meetings a day, 5 days a week, of what to do on one show. They would never, like, I said, why don't you guys come together? Why don't we all be together in the same room? And No. You meet in my office, you meet in my office every day. So what am I supposed to do? Two people tell me advice on how to host a show, but they never come together. That happened. Bad boss.
Boss
is in that spot.
Not a good situation.
So we're asking you the question on National Bosses Day. What's the worst thing that your boss did to you or someone that you were working with? You can hit us up at ESPN1000 on Twitter as well. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. If your boss listens, you don't have to say his name. Or you can give us an alias as well.
Or you can throw him under the bus or her.
Either way, we'll take it on National Bosses Day. There's some good bosses, but if you have a bad boss in your life, we want to hear the story. Aurora, Colorado, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Ken on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. Thanks for checking in.
Absolutely. First, I want to do the bosses thing now that you did that.
Yeah.
When I first started at the post office a long time ago, I came back late from break because I had to use the bathroom. And when I told her, she said that is only for my time and not to do it on company time. So I looked at her and I said, there was nothing I could do. And she said, it's only on your time, not company time. So I looked at my bowel and I said, you hear that? You only go on your time, not company time.
Just a minute.
right in her face. I told her that and she just walked away. Thank you.
You farted, Ken?
Oh, it was more than that. It was more than that. I came back about 15 minutes late from break. Yes, I had to take a Derek Jeter.
Oh,
wow!
Well, he is number two.
He is.
Yeah,
You also had a Bears thought.
Yes, the guys that they signed. What's his name? Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah.
And the guy from the Patriots. Do you think that they might actually improve this team? Are they better than what they have?
Well, let me ask you this. Bill Belichick drafted N'Keal Harry 32nd overall. 2 years later, he said, give me a seventh-round pick. You can have him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Do you really think that guy's going to be a major upgrade? I don't. He's a good blocker for a wide receiver. So the best thing I could say about him is he's a good blocker for a wide receiver. Alex Leatherwood was a number one pick in the 2021 draft. Number one.
He was a monster at Alabama.
And guess what? Get out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because this is driving me crazy. I mean, I'm out here in Colorado, and thank God they have a worse team than we do. At least I think so.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, Ken. Ken, thank you for your story about your terrible boss on National Bosses Day and your thoughts on the Bears.
Now, I will tell you that Leatherwood can't be worse than what they're running out there if he's healthy. I know he had didn't he have mono?
Mm-hmm.
He had mononucleosis.
Yep.
So maybe he's an upgrade. I just don't know how much.
Did you go to school with someone that had mono?
Yeah.
Or did you have it?
I don't think I ever had mono. My son did. Alex.
Now, where did he get it from?
I don't know.
Someone? Something?
I don't know. But he was lethargic. I'm like, let's go!
Right.
You know me.
Yes.
I can't sit still.
Yes.
I'm like, Alex, let's go! I don't feel great. Oh, stop! You can do your homework or what? Let's go! Finally goes to the doctor.
Oh, God.
Your son has a mononucleosis.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry, Al.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a doctor. How are you supposed to know?
How about he gets up to go to summer school?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of laying around. My wife's like, Alex, let's go. Class starts in 30 minutes. You put yourself in this position, having to go to summer school. My stomach hurts. Sorry. Get to school.
Yep.
They call. Your son has appendicitis. He needs surgery. Jesus. We're taking him to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yes, my wife's like, oh, sorry.
Are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know?
I thought he was fake.
Cap, if it makes you feel better, my parents did that to me. And when I was playing high school baseball, I told my dad, I cannot run. My right foot is messed up. I can't run. He goes, you're just being lazy. You don't want to put the work in. We go to the doctor. I had a very severe issue. I had to be put on crutches for like 2 months.
Oh, wow. My God.
Not good.
Emmanuel's in West Chicago on ESPN 1000. We're talking about the Bears and your worst boss you ever had. Hello, Manny.
Hey, what's up? Hey, so, okay, this is a bad boss story. So I was like 20 years old. I was like working at this bar, and I used to joke around with this boss like all the time. Like he would fuck with me, and like we would just.
Oh, hey,
No, you're gone.
I know you're comfortable with us, but you can't be that comfortable.
Yeah.
He gone. Can't do that, Manny.
Dropping that on the air.
Damn. Don't do that.
I was like, whoa.
Yes, for those that missed it, he was saying he was effing with him, and we can't have that.
Cannot.
At least not on this platform. Other platforms, yes.
Right.
But not
Crosstalk and Hinge?
Yes.
Waddle, Sylvie, Carm, Yurko?
Yes.
Not here.
Your worst bosses on National Boss Day, 312-332-3776. And also your thoughts on the Bears. Here's Fred and Berwin on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. I actually called in earlier, but whatever. That's why it's about the Bears. I don't know if I have a boss that I like.
That's the point of the topic. If you have a boss, give us a story of one of your bad bosses.
Okay.
You say you didn't like any of them. You said.
I'm saying I don't have one that I like.
All right.
Well, let's see. My most recent job that I took off from, you know, the guy was kind of capital A golf hole, you know?
Uh-huh.
So a story there was, you know, I'm at a machine, and he's supposed to be kind of training me into it. 2 seconds right before I get to that screen, I pull out a notebook, and he turns the screen away for me. And I'm like, oh, you know, shouldn't I be looking at this here? And he's like, listen, I'm not going to train you how to take my job. And he's like, you sit there, I'll get the machine ready and let you know when it's ready to go.
That's a bad guy.
Not a team player.
I left the job.
Not a teammate.
I set my stuff there right on the desk and I walked out. The owner wanted to say, no, you know, that's fine. You can keep it.
That's a bad guy. Now, how about that, Shay? But boy, is that not the business. Our business, but other businesses. Someone has been a tenured guy or woman in a, you know, in a business. You're trying to train someone. Well, I'm going to teach you some things, but I'm not going to teach you everything because I don't want you taking my job. A lot of that in the business, is it not?
Especially in this business. There's a lot of people saying lift while you climb and all this stuff. Make sure you help people out. No shot. Nobody wants to get the guy that's going to take their job.
Well, if you know what? If you walk around with confidence and know yourself, you don't have to worry about someone taking your job.
Just do your job.
That's right.
Be good at it.
Yeah. I mean, when you're the lead dog, you never turn and look over your shoulder. That's why it's called a lead dog.
That's correct.
So.
Well, that guy behind you is really good. That's right. He is.
Because that's why he's behind me.
Correct.
How about that?
Take that.
What's your bad boss story, Shay?
When I worked at a restaurant once, my grandmother passed away, and I talked with my boss, and I said, listen, her funeral's this weekend. I want to go. I was very close with her. I'm going to speak at it. And he goes, I need somebody to cover your shift. So I ask everybody in the restaurant, can you cover my shift? They all say no. So I come back to him. Hey, I'm speaking at my grandmother's funeral this weekend. I'm not going to make it in. He goes, if you can't have anybody cover it, you got to be here. I go, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be here. So I didn't show up, and he fired me.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad guy.
Got to be more like Cap in that spot. He went through that just recently. 312-332-3776. Wow.
Just spilled water all over your
Yeah, cup. But it's still, he just went through that recently. I've got somewhere to go. Sorry. Someone's got a host unfiltered.
I've got two wakes to go to. Actually, one was a Shiva.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Not going to happen.
Cap just went through that. But you're still around, though.
My deepest sympathies on the loss of your husband. I can't come.
You just went through that just a few days ago. But hey, you know what? That's what makes you a good employee. You know what? You said, I'm going to figure it out anyway.
He's a good teammate.
Exactly right.
That's it. That's all right. I hosted the show.
That's all right. Cap will get him. He'll get them.
Yep.
I'm at the lake house. Take that.
Right. Where are you? It's raining at the bubble. Sorry.
Sorry, I can't help you.
You didn't communicate. You should have talked to Tracy Butler.
That's exactly right. Put up color bars. I don't care.
That's it. I'm out.
We'll take more of your phone calls. Also, we got the worst weekends for you to vote on at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. It's Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. The Blackhawks are back. The Chicago Blackhawks open their season at the United Center on Friday, October 21st, against the Detroit Red Wings. Watch your favorite players walk the red carpet pregame as the Blackhawks tradition returns for the first time in 3 years. Starting at 5 p.m., enjoy photo ops, food and beverage specials, and watch Blackhawks legends, past and present, arrive in style. Get your tickets for the home opener and discover all that's happening this fall at Blackhawks.com/tickets. Again, it's Blackhawks.com/tickets. Shay.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and Jay Hood.
You could vote at ESPN 1000 on Twitter for the worst weekends here on ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood with you. By the way, a quick sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. Maybe for Shay's generation, it's too much. But you and I, especially me, grew up watching Bob Costas on NBC doing one of the games of the week. It was Vin Scully doing one and Costas would do the other, depending on which coast.
Yes.
Okay, listen, maybe for Shay's generation, Costas is a little bit too preachy, a little bit too baseball-y, but listen, they didn't say that about Vin when he was doing national TV. He was with Joe Garagiola. And look, we knew it was Vin's booth, but Garagiola had little stories, anecdotes, and it was a good combination.
Yeah, and Kubek.
Yeah, and Tony Kubek.
Is he still alive?
Think so. I think so.
I don't know.
Think so.
But that booth was... Yeah, but it was a different time.
But people don't like what, because the reason why Costas comes up is because that's part of our open here for worst weekends. Mm-hmm. People don't like the long form Ken Burns film documentary like play by play that he's giving. Right.
Can I mention a quote of something he said last night?
I don't think it's
that I have written out because I thought it was so absurd.
That's beautiful.
This is
wait, let him read it first, Randy.
We've got Merkin live here. Merkin's screening calls live.
He said it's beautiful before you say it. Go ahead.
No, this was Bob Costas talking about how tall the umpire was behind the plate. And interestingly, that umpire could stand back to back with Aaron Judge and see eye to eye with him. That's right. He is 6 feet 7 inches tall, a mountain of a man, yet, like the rest of us, a spectator tonight, despite his overwhelming stature. Why don't you just say 6'7"?
Brevity. See, right. his generation. See, he doesn't have time for it.
You don't even need capital letters. No, that's who he is. And Vin Scully, rest in peace, he would have done it just like Costas.
Yes. And it would have been beautiful.
And absolutely amazing.
What about that, Randy? What about that? You've been seeing the stuff about Costas a little bit too long-winded. Yeah. Like, but that says a lot for Bob. It also says a lot for Ron Darling. When was the last time I needed a Ron Darling thought? He's been like a guy that's been in the booth for 20 years doing national TV. Eh.
It's a little outdated booth.
He's meh.
And especially when you had Adam Amin and AJ Pierzynski going, and the other one were so good. A lot of energy, you know?
Adam Amin's amazing.
You wouldn't have said that about Vin doing NBC games.
No. I do. I like Costas, though. I do. But I hear the people saying that maybe it's a little much at times.
He's just verbose. That's all. Like, Vin was never really verbose. He was deliberate. He would say a lot at times. But he would let moments breathe. Costas just has to fill the air, it feels like.
Could it be different? Costas has an analyst that he does not get a lot out of. Vin worked by himself.
You know what the broadcast sounds like? Ron Darling and Bob Costas sound like two people on a plane that have to talk to each other because it's a long flight. But rather not.
That's pretty good.
It's like Alan Hervey on Thursday Night Football, too.
Oh, that was like Keyshawn flying into town the other day going, yeah, I should have taken a PJ. That means a private jet. Sorry, we're not at your level. And he said, hey, this woman next to me, and she just chopped my ear off. Remember?
Yes. Yes. Time for Worst Weekends. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys. I don't know if you watched SMU-Navy on Friday night. Maybe you had better things to do.
I had money on it. Didn't watch.
SMU-Navy was delayed for 15 minutes because SMU, the Mustangs, have their pony mascot. They ran it out onto the field, and while they were doing this, the pony was letting loose from the rear end all over the turf.
Wow. The pony mascot once upon a time was Larry Brown. But go ahead.
That's correct.
but go ahead. So, okay, 15-minute delay. How much dung was on the turf there?
It was quite a bit. I mean, the pony would not stop pooping the entire way out. Would not stop.
Diarrhea, then.
Like a machine. You know, have you ever been to those old school like villages and they have the horse and buggy? Like Mackinac Island is the one in Michigan, but you see when they have to poop, they just start and don't stop. It's like it takes a minute. And that pony was running full speed. I mean, it was 45 yards of horse manure.
Okay, that's the lead in the clubhouse. What else for worst weekends?
Chris Collinsworth last night, for like maybe 15th time in his career, is going viral for talking about football in an interesting way. Listen to this.
A little taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
Wow.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure Jock Collinsworth went to him and just said, hey, Dad, did you hear what you said? No, what did I say, son? You said that. I didn't mean that.
I didn't mean it that way.
That's what you said.
How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
That's what you want to call it? I don't call it Landon Dickerson, but nonetheless.
Go ahead. What else?
All right. That's the leader.
I want to offer up Adam Abdallah, who got in a Twitter fight with all of us on Saturday after his Crimson Tide lost to Tennessee. The Tennessee Volunteer faithful stormed the field and tore down the goalposts.
I mean, listen.
Awesome.
I would just ride with the GOAT. I mean, of course, I would think that Alabama would beat Tennessee. It still came down to a field goal. So, I mean, it was close. It was a hell of a ball game. Worst weekends for Abdallah because they lost. Doesn't mean the season's over.
No, they're still the, you know, preeminent program in the country. They're amazing.
I'm just not listening to I Told You So just because Abdallah thought that Tennessee could win. I'm looking at an Alabama team that to me, is still has a chance to win the national championship. Maybe they're not as talented as previous teams. Doesn't matter. The team's still solid because Saban will always give them a chance.
Hendon Hooker, that guy's pretty damn good.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't care. And by the way, what are they down to now, Shay? What's the ranking? Six?
Six.
Doesn't matter.
What's Tennessee at?
Three?
Three, yeah. So it's two or three.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they always depend on Saban trying to get that team right.
Josh Heupel.
So. Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
Good
man.
For him.
Loved it.
Finally, Sloppy Top getting a big victory.
There you go.
All right, what else is next?
All right, the final candidate comes from Prince George's County, Maryland. A family was having a family reunion at a restaurant there, and one of the women in this reunion went to the bathroom. She never came out. She expired in the bathroom. Now, where I think it gets interesting is the restaurant didn't close. They kept seating customers, and this poor family, the restaurant put a curtain up around the family in a corner of the restaurant while they got the woman's body out of the bathroom and let everybody mourn.
Oh,
they kept seating customers.
Yeah. Who's the owner of the restaurant? Vince McMahon?
Wow.
Seriously. There's someone that fell from the ceiling? Well, goddamn. Keep the show going. Then from there. I mean, that's what happened with Owen Hart. My God.
That's brutal.
Someone died in the bathroom and you're still serving customers? Cap.
That's brutal.
You got to shut them down, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be closed the rest of the evening. No,
woman passed. Is that a Board of Health situation or is that?
I don't know.
There's a body in the building. That's got to be a health issue. You can't keep bringing people and just put a curtain up.
How lazy is that? Come on, put the curtain up. All right, can I help you? Got great pasta today. Is there someone? Never mind about the curtain. Here we go. Got good pasta. Got a good fish. Got a good soup. You want one of the? I mean, come on, Randy.
That's brutal,
Randy.
He's done.
He doesn't like that either.
He doesn't.
But if the soup was good, you still stay though. When you're ready, you'd still hang in there if the soup's good. So we put that up at ESPN 1000 on Twitter, so you can be able to vote on that. We've got the Cap and J Hood cut of the day, and we'll see you on hold. We're gonna get to your phone calls coming up on this Bears Monday on Chicago's home for sports.
Cap J Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Morning, 7 to 10. Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We have Mellor and Abdallah coming in for Crosstalk at 10 o'clock. All right, Twitch, keep it on. Greeny's off. Greeny's actually doing two TV shows back to back. That's why he's not doing his radio show.
Right. Figures the Jets are actually good now and he can't get any Jets coverage.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's doing Get Up and First Take this morning.
Right.
So that's why we got Mellor and Abdallah. Then Carmen and Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, right into amazing playoff baseball, Guardians Yankees game 5.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's Aaron Civale against Jameson Taillon.
You know what this means? All hands on deck. Everybody's available.
I wonder what the analytics. I have my analytics site that I go to.
It's 5-game series, right, Cap? This is it?
This is it.
Okay, so that means everybody's in today. All hands on deck.
Oh, yeah, all hands. Everybody. I don't care if you pitched yesterday.
Yeah, everybody in.
You remember in Game 7 of the World Series, I was in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at the Starbucks at the team hotel where Hollinsworth and I were staying, and there's Arrieta. He pitched Tuesday night, and the Cubs blew out the then Indians to get to Game 7. Hey, Jake, great effort last night. Too bad you can't pitch again tonight. He said, I'm available. What?
Everybody's available.
I'm available. It's Game 7.
Yeah.
They didn't end up using him, but Lester pitched on Tuesday, came back, gave you 3 1/3, I think, on Wednesday. Pitched on Sunday, came back 3 days later. Arrieta said, I pitched last night, I'm ready. If you need me, Joe, I got you.
The first pitch by Civale is down low 1-0, and the bullpen's starting to get up.
That's exactly what it will be.
Seriously.
Because if you really go back to that Game 7, Madden should have left Hendricks in. He was dealing.
We have got the Cap and J Hood cut of the day, but first we talk about horrible bosses. If you're just joining us, it is National Boss Day. Here's Mike and Crystal Lake on ESPN 1000. Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Yeah, so about 18 years ago, I worked at a sub shop, and me and another girl were closing up for the night, and then she comes out from the back, and she basically cut her finger off on cleaning the meat slicer.
That happened
and,
to me.
Yeah, and she's freaking out. I'm freaking out. I wrap it up, run out the door, drive her to the hospital. Blood everywhere, you know, it was crazy. And then the next day I got fired because I forgot to lock the door when I left.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate you. I was working at Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bad boss in Lincoln Village.
Not in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
Treasure Island, the grocery store.
Beg your pardon. Sorry.
And a good-looking girl walks by the deli counter. I'm working slicing meat. I look at her. I'm like, whoa. Finger right into the blade.
Yeesh.
They take me to Swedish Covenant Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the scar. It's nasty.
Mm.
It was too wide to stitch. So my hands all wrapped up. I leave. My parents get a call from the grocery store. We had to rush David to Swedish Covenant. He cut his finger badly. He's at the hospital. There's no cell phones.
No.
They show up. My mom comes running in with my dad. Yeah, we're here to see David Kaplan. he's no longer with us, is what they said. They meant I had left.
Yes.
And drove home. Yeah. And they couldn't call me. They had to come flying home.
That's exactly right. They got the call from the kitchen phone.
Correct.
With the cord on it.
Correct.
Yellow. What happened? Dang.
Cut my finger badly.
We've got to go.
By the way, the analytics site, predictionmachine.com, it's excellent. Yankees are a 57% chance of winning tonight. 56.7.
Should we call get in the phone booth? Should we call them there? Let's just go home. Oh, God.
Yankees are favored minus 159.
David, are you okay?
No. That hurt.
Let us now turn to the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Numbers called, you answer it. Tell me what this feels like to have everybody cheering for you and your team gets the win.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Thoughts from Mitch Trubisky.
And that's brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. David Flom and Matt Moore of the city's best restaurant. And you should go in there and try the lobster escargot and the Newski bacon. I will be cooking there Wednesday for the Game Day Gourmet segment I do on NBC Sports Chicago.
As if you don't have enough gigs.
That's it. Game Day Gourmet, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Bring some leftovers.
I might.
Bring some leftovers.
See, like, if Flom and Matt can hook us up.
Like when I worked nights during the Christmas holiday and George Costarillos would bring me a steak. Bring those in.
When they wouldn't let you go to the Christmas party. Where's Hood? He had to work.
Sorry.
Take network. It's the party.
No. Full Charlotte. We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. How about that, Randy? Our thanks to you for listening. Our thanks to you for twitching. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Shay, on the other side of the glass. Cap, why don't we do this tomorrow with Albert Breer?
Let's do it. Let's have some laughs. Let's have some fun. That's about all we got. Our teams aren't very good.
That's exactly right. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7. Mellor and Abdallah are next on Chicago's Home for Sports. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.